You're tuning in to kpcradio.com. Today is March 14th, 2016, and you are listening to Education.
Where we put the edge in education.
My name is Steven Nicholson.
My name is Manny Arias.
And let's get right into this.
Today on the show, we have Victoria Murguia coming from CSUN, originating from the Pacoima area and studying in sociology right now. How are you doing, Victoria?
Good, and you guys?
Pretty good. So we're going to be talking today about the study of sociology and education. We'll be mainly focusing on learning habits and also the timeline of how studying has changed overall.
First question for you, Victoria. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
To be honest, Emmanuel, I still don't know. I'm still deciding. I'm just like up and down about it. But in hopefully in 5 years, maybe with my bachelor's degree, maybe master's, depending. And yeah.
Oh, so you're going to stick to your education career and hopefully find a career in the future?
Yes.
Oh, nice plan. Okay.
Is there any tips you would give anyone out there for that?
I would say don't. Mainly focus on education. Don't worry about work right now, because later on you have your education, you have your degree, you guys get to work.
Yeah, that's what my work says. They say school is always more important than work.
Yes.
For the most part, but money is important, but still school is more important.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I go by. So to what extent do you want your education to head?
What do you mean by that?
For example, sociology, like what do you want to do with it?
I want to be able to work with kids, because Manny knows me since we go way back, so I love working with kids. It's like, I want to be able to help them out in any way possible I can. Maybe find, like, maybe go into the social work, maybe find them homes.
Okay, nice. I've always been kind of a little bit keen with kids as well.
Yeah.
I never really felt sociology. I'm more of like psychology, but yeah, that's just me.
That's good. And of course, I do know you way back. The next question for you is, what is your preferred learning style? Which one do you learn the best?
What do you mean by learning the best?
Like, are you a hands-on learner, mental learner, see it, and then you learn from seeing it, for example?
Hands-on and visual.
Both?
Both, yeah.
Okay, you're a hybrid.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome. I'm kind of the same, to be honest. What's your favorite class here at Pierce, and why? Okay,
you got that question wrong, Steven. It's CSUN.
Oh, CSUN?
Yes.
Excuse me. Little mistake on the paper. Didn't get that changed. All right, what's your favorite class at CSUN?
The class that I'm taking right now, Chicano Studies. Mm-hmm. It's mostly looking back to, like, going from learning about. It also ties into sociology, because we're going back to what back in the day. Women went through, kids went through, so it relates to the to my major, so it's helping me out a little bit. Yeah,
that's awesome. What's your favorite thing about it?
The presentations. I'll be honest, I was shy to do presentations, but now I'm outspoken, so I go up there and I'm like doing
just
my thing,
just outgoing and everything. Yeah. I'm kind of like that too. I used to be different back in high school because I was shy of everyone.
Yeah,
now I just go up and talk to everyone.
Yeah.
You gotta get out of the circle one day. Victoria, is child work the only thing you want to do, or do you want to expand your education, do something else with it?
I do want to expand, not just in the social work area, but also like maybe to the criminal area as well.
Sociology goes into that major?
Yeah, you have the College of Criminal Justice as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so maybe I want to double major, go into sociology and have that degree and go into the criminal justice area. Yeah.
You have another double threat, like Alex.
Do you plan on ever changing your major?
Not really, because I really like it. But there are days that I do want to change it, but it just depends on the days I wake up and be like, oh, I want to change it or not.
What factors come into play, like the reason why you would want to change it?
I guess finding your interest. You're still young, so you're trying to find what you want to do. So it's like you want to explore as many opportunities you have right in front of you. So if one day I want to change my major, I have to really think about it, because at the end of the day, I'm like, it's something that I'm going to have to do, basically to be having it. Sorry, guys, I'm stuttering, but yeah.
No problem. What's your plan on education? For example, obviously you have your major and you want to go for your degree. What specific things about those really interest you in it? Like if you can get to the exact point, like, I guess a better example would be, why did you get into it?
During the high school, we took some summer courses. So we took some of those classes, so sociology, the intro to sociology. And I remember my professor being so fascinating that I'm just like, you know what? It's something that I do. Love working with kids. I want to help them out in some way, figure out what makes them turn into a certain way that we are today.
So you would say that that professor is your role model or inspiration?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's great. The next question for you, Vicky, is, let me see. Do you recommend any study habits at CSUN? I understand it's a UC and it's a really big school in California. Do you recommend anything for any people who are thinking of transferring there?
Just keep what you're doing. If you're doing your study habits, just keep them up. Like, basically, if you're going to have a test, study the whole day. I study the whole day, normally half the day, whole day. Just take the study habits you learn at your regular, and if you're going to transfer, just keep it up.
Okay, so just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good tips, good tips. So what do you like most at CSUN?
The most I like about CSUN would have to be the gym.
The gym?
Yeah. Why? Because after like a long day of working and studying, I just like to go there, and it's like, it's a stress. You're just like in your zone, and you're just like not thinking about school, not thinking about work, and you're just like going at it, just working out, do being you.
Nice, good way to de-stress. I see that. Is time a factor at CSUN for you? As in scheduling, waking up, home, travel?
Not really, because I fortunately, unfortunately found a good job that manages my schedule with CSUN and school and work. So there's days where, as of tomorrow, I go in at 4 in the morning, and I'll be off by noon, but I have the whole day to do homework, to go out with friends, go from there.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a great schedule. I wish I had it.
Right? All right. This is going to kind of be like a two-part question. What do you not like about CSUN? What's the worst, in your own words?
The traffic. Trying to find parking in general. Just okay. Like, yeah.
Okay. So if you could change something about CSUN and it's not parking, what would it be?
I do not know, to guys, to be honest. I love everything about it. It's like...
Oh, really? It's a perfect school? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Do you find education to be difficult as you proceed? As in, you complete a level and then you go to the next one, then it gets harder for you?
Sometimes, because the work that you have done before mm-hmm. hasn't mostly prepare us to go a certain way. There's certain professors that will not do that much. You go to the next level, and the server prefers you got to do this, this, and this. Read, like, 60 pages a day and go from there. So it's just, like, it's kind of complicated sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so you pretty much learn the basics of where you are right now?
Yeah.
And then pass it on to the next one. Okay.
What's your, because I've had that so many times, different teachers are crazy with their work and stuff. Can you give an example of one time that there's a crazy amount of work given, like, reading 100 pages or something like that?
The max I got in was 60.
That's a lot
in one day. And then I remember I was supposed to read 60 pages and turn in something, I think it was one-page summary review by 10 o'clock at night.
Wow.
So it's like
it's
hectic.
Intense.
Yeah, because it's like intense. You're trying to read, but you have so many distractions when you're in your room. You have the TV, you have your phone. So it's just like, it's to distance yourself and be like, okay, you know what? I got to focus this, because it was half worth half my grade. So it's just like...
If someone else got that assignment, what would you advise them to do?
Go somewhere where you won't be distracted. Go maybe to the library, go to some, just somewhere, like, go to the park maybe. Just be like, go find a little spot where you see no one and just be yourself and focus on that, those readings, because if not, you're not going to get them done.
Mm-hmm. Another thing... it's hard to focus on is school expenses, you know.
Oh, yes.
That's always something in question. How about, what's school expenses like for CSUN?
Kind of expensive. That's why I still work, because the books are $300 a piece. So it's like, depends on classes you take. So some classes, you could rent the books. Some professors won't allow you guys to rent the books because you have to write on them. So those $300 are just out of your pocket. You're just like, gosh, I could have spent that on clothes, on going out to eat, my phone.
Do you recommend ebooks in those classes at CSUN?
Yeah, but there's some professors who do not recommend the ebooks because some do have glitches.
Oh,
so yeah.
So
it
depends on the platform that you have. Okay. And then also, I know pretty sure professors don't mind, like, have rules against technology, like you're cheating.
Yeah.
That was always an issue in, like, every class I've ever been in. starting in, I believe it was like middle school, because you didn't have phones as kindergartners or anything. But yeah, ebooks, there's definitely issues with that. I came up across that recently last semester where I bought one and for some reason half of the book was missing. And I tried to contact them.
Yeah, because for my stats class last semester, we had a student who brought her Mac. Like, whatever, she was doing everything, but some of the ebook just froze on her. So we were in the middle of lecture, and the book just like froze. They wouldn't go into the next page or the page before. So that's why most professors don't recommend them. It's rare.
I have a question for you. At CSUN, how are the classes formatted? Is it just around the professor, or is it just a complete like class in the high school? All the seats are just towards him.
They're all towards them. All the seats are mostly like towards them. It's rare when you have like so. Most of my classes are just facing him or her, mm-hmm. So it's like all the attention goes to him or her.
Okay, yeah. So all the seats are pretty much like planned around him, as yeah. in like an audience,
like it's an like audience,
a theater type of yeah. thing.
I had like 4 theater classes because of 200 students. Wow. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Do students tend to drop out at the beginning of class, or is it just consistent?
No. In the beginning, you have everybody. It's like the first year of school. You have everybody there. But towards the semester keeps going and going, you see those seats to be empty. And the more it goes into the semester, the more emptier the seats get.
Okay.
Have you ever needed to take to that option where you just have to drop a class because it's too difficult or something like that?
As of right now, no. Okay. Yeah.
Have you ever had to? No?
No, because... No, not really.
I've had to. There have been cases, I believe. You and me were in this math class once, and the heavy accent this teacher had was unbearable.
Oh, yes. I actually understood her slightly.
Yeah.
But at the same time, how she just explained it was pretty difficult, and everyone honestly had a rough time.
It's like walking into a Spanish class for the first time, and she's already speaking Spanish. It's like, what the heck's going on?
Yeah.
All right, well, regarding classes, do you find scheduling to be an issue? How do you cope with that? What do you do?
Well, first I do, before I go to take my scheduling to work, first is figuring out how I'm going to manage my classes when I'm signing up. So I look through the classes. Sometimes, right now, I'm doing all morning. But if there's an issue where I have to take a class because it's part of my GE, then I'm going to have to take it in the afternoon. I have to work around my schedule for that. So, yeah.
Would you give any tips to anyone out there that's listening right now on how to schedule properly?
Scheduling properly, basically, don't think about work if you're working, or just manage a schedule that works for you. If you're a morning person, go for it. If you're an afternoon person, go for it. Even night classes, go for it. You have the whole day to sleep in, and you have to go refocus and go to class.
Yeah, I didn't have that mentality the first couple of years of Pierce, because what happened is that I picked classes not knowing what I was doing. So I had classes in the early morning, late at night, in the middle, but now I'm just all afternoon, so yeah. Thankfully for that, yeah. It's it's helpful when you know what you're doing, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think people always have that issue when they're their first year at college, get classes and then hopefully they stick.
Yeah,
for real, because there's just some teachers out there that just have high standards. It's insane. It's like, bring your book already in class on the first day.
Yeah, on the first day, yeah. you get the syllabus the first day as well. You want to like...
And like a test the first day. What the heck is going on?
Is that an issue at season two? Do professors hand you the syllabus, or do you need to print it out yourself?
Last semester, most of my professors emailed me the syllabus, but the syllabus said right away you had to have your book the first day of class. So you have to get there early in the morning, packed the bookstore just to get that book. Mm. And sometimes they won't even let you guys rent them from Amazon or
You have Chegg. To buy them from their
you
store
have to
or something?
Them. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, kind of like Pierce here. If you buy them from Amazon, they're probably like $100 less. And then at the bookstore, they're probably $200
yeah,
more.
200,
is that kind of how it is?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I hate that. I don't know why, but you have to make some kind of income.
Yeah.
Going back to your high school, as in you refer to... What was it? You took college classes in the summer? Do you think the high school education prepared you for CSUN?
Somewhat, because I did. As we both went to the high school together, we had different classes. So the English class, Puente, actually did help me with the first semester of my freshman year at CSUN, because basically the writing style was college level for that Puente class in high school. So transitioning into CSUN, my freshman semester, having those knowledge that I learned from English class to that English class on my freshman at CSUN, so it did help me out a lot. My writing did improve, but yeah.
What is Puente?
Puente is, oh my God, I forgot. But it's basically like a college class. Oh, it's okay. A lot of writing, for sure. It's a lot of writing. It's just to prepare you with the English college level skills that you're going to take. Yeah.
Okay. And those classes you took in the summer, was that part of Puente or was it
no,
separate?
No, it was part. It was Project Grad.
Oh, Project yeah. Grad. So you recommend students in high school to...
to get all your resources you can. Puente, Project Grad. Sometimes, I forgot, Upper Bound, I believe they had. Yeah.
Okay, so just take as many things that just make you feel like you're in the water and then test it. And I see what you're saying.
For me, for example, I guess leading in like a segue into a next question would be that when I was in high school, I kind of expected things to be given to me, which I mentioned before here before. And that didn't happen in college. So that's why the first semester here was like a kind of like a bomb dropping. This didn't work out. Do you feel that was kind of the same?
Yeah, mostly the same because in high school, when you do the readings, you're just like, oh, teacher's not going to care. You're not going to like go back to it. But going to college, if you don't do the readings, you're done. You missed half the lesson already.
Yeah, that's for real. Because there's been some situations where I haven't got my book in a couple classes, and it just killed me completely. I wasn't prepared for tests, didn't have homework, and my grade didn't go down too much, thankfully, but, I mean, it was still kind of impacted. But, yeah, it's definitely a different life, high school to college, that's for sure.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Would you give any tips on someone on how to specifically prepare for that mentally if they didn't have any classes kind of like you had?
Basically, just I would say not to overstress it. Do not overthink it. Because if you're overthinking it, you're just going to lose yourself in the process when you're trying to find yourself. Just take deep breaths, go and get help. Go to your advisors, go and be like, okay, I'm lost. I don't know what to do. Don't be scared to ask for help. The resources are there to help you.
Yeah, counselors can help quite a bit. Yeah. I learned that in my second year.
Yeah.
Are counselors offered at CSUN?
You have your academic advisor. So, the first year of your freshman year, basically you have an academic advisor available to you all year. So okay. If you have any questions, you go to them.
Do you schedule appointments or do you have dates for you?
They both.
Oh,
they,
okay.
You could schedule an appointment and they have workshops that you guys could be able to go.
That's awesome.
Sign up, yeah.
Do you have any siblings that are also in CSUN?
No, I'm the oldest.
Oh, so yeah. They're in high school? Sorry? Are they in high school?
Yeah, one is in high school and the other one's in middle school, yeah.
Oh, awesome. So are you kind of like the role model for them? You're going to teach them everything?
Somewhat, yeah. I have a younger brother who's going to graduate this year, but he wants to go out of state. Oh. And I told him, it's up to you. I'm here to help. If you have any questions, then yeah, I helped him out with this. He had questions about the EPT, so he had to take the SATs, financial aid. Since we're both applying, so yeah,
that's always a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, financial aid for sure. I have an older brother who kind of helped me in college because I believe it was 2 years early into college than I did. Even though he's 1 year older than me, he's just like that cool kid, you know, that special kid. But he kind of helped me a little bit. He told me about the counseling things, unfortunately late, like I said, the second year, because that's when I was actually asking for help. But yeah, I mean, it's nice to have someone that already knows what to do and all that. It's definitely... definitely something I suggest if anyone has siblings out there that already been in college. But yeah, that's what I expect.
Do you find anything difficult in your classes?
Sometimes we are going to have some students who are always on their phone. When you have those laptops, if a teacher would recommend to have those. Like if you have your computers, go for it. But don't, because it is a distraction. It is a distraction to me because I stop paying attention to the professor and I see what the other student is looking up at the computer. Maybe a soccer game. He's watching a soccer game. I'm watching a soccer game too.
Oh, so it's pretty much you see someone jump off a bridge, you're probably like, yeah. Oh, that seems like fun.
What? Okay. No, that's not fun.
It's not because it's like you daydream and you're going to that. You're paying attention. You're losing what she's saying. And then you go back and she asks if she goes and she goes, oh, Victoria, what do you think? And you're going to be like, what? What just happened?
Are those students sitting in the front or in the back?
Like how they told us, if you sit in the front, you pay attention the most, and you sit in the back. Yeah, most of the students are in the front, and I'm towards the middle. So it's kind of like, okay, if you're gonna do that, be in the back. You're just distracting everyone in front of you.
And what's a tip to kind of solve that? Because I know a lot of people don't like to speak out a lot of times. So they're just like, oh, I have to live with it. What do you do, and what do you suggest?
I would suggest just tap the person. I did that last week. I told the person, like, look, I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but you're kind of distracting me and my friend. So we're trying to pay attention. It's like, if you want to do your thing and watch your videos during class, I suggest you do it behind us. There's people here that actually are paying for these classes. Don't want to fail out. Don't want to, like, go home and tell your parents, oh, look, I failed out for not paying attention.
Mm-hmm. I think the only time that would ever be feasible to be able to use something like that would be if you're taking notes or something.
Yeah.
But he was probably playing like Minecraft or something, right? But another question is, you said you take morning classes, right?
Yeah.
So has your sleep been altered with that at all when you came into it?
At first, yeah, because at the end of the summer, I'm still going with the schedule that work has gave me the week before. So those 2 weeks, every 2 weeks, my work schedule changes. So the first week it was a tough because I was closing and going to school the next day. So it was at the first week, but I talked to my manager again and again, but I fixed my schedule.
It's always nice when your managers are like, accepting and knowing that college is crazy sometimes, especially with CSUN and universities. They're intense. They're strict on their things. Have you told all your siblings about this stuff yet, or are you like waiting for it?
Nah, I told one brother because he says that he's not going to work, that he's going to focus on his education. And I understand that, you know, we all work, we all go to school. But if you want to buy those books and go get books, your own expenses, I would say don't focus mostly on working. Get a part time. I'm a full timer, so I'm a full time student and a full time worker. So for me, I learned the benefit of working around, but there's some that, you know what, maybe school's not for me. Don't just give up. Be like, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to stick to it.
Do you feel that your brothers are kind of following in your footsteps or siblings?
Not one. The youngest one, he's still in middle school, so I'm not worried too much about him right now. But the one that's going to graduate, I tell him, if you're going to work, go for it. But don't leave your studies.
That's a good tip right there for him. Do you think notes and CSUN are like the main lifeline to your success?
Sometimes.
Oh, sometimes.
You really have to be paying attention because some professors will not allow you to take notes.
Why is that?
They want to be that you guys are actually paying attention. Do you say I'm looking at you right now, I could be falling asleep on you right now with my eyes open. So the professors want to see us active, participating, going from there.
Do you take notes on paper or?
Both.
Both.
Yeah, both. Okay. Computer and.
Which do you prefer?
Computer. I type faster when I'm the computer because there's some professors that will read the slides and then quickly change the slide. And you're like with half the notes. And with typing, as she's talking, I'm writing down what she's saying and like summarizing what the slides say.
Well, that's awesome. That's really versatile. I unfortunately don't have a laptop to do that currently, but I mean, I definitely am a quick writer and my writing's kind of sloppy, but at least I know what I what I'm saying, so that's what I do.
This might be a little bit off, but if you don't have a computer, do you recommend doing it on your phone?
Not really, because if you have your phone in your pocket and let's say you have your phone in your pocket. You're having texts. Imagine you have your phone on you and you're getting those texts. You're going to be tempted to be like, oh, answer that text.
Okay.
Right. Well, thank you for being on the show. It means a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you've been listening to Education on KPCRadio.com. My name is Steven Nicholson.
My name is Emmanuel Arias.
Victoria.
And you have yourselves all a great day.